Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Cugno is impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit?
Impossibly fit, because Solana and I hung out with him a little bit last night at the Panthers game. He is impossibly fit.
How did you find that out?
Looking at him with my eyes. Am I lying? He is impossibly fit.
I mean, he's clearly in shape. If you're asking me, he could use a little whey protein.
A little whey?
A little whey.
W-H-E-Y?
Too right. Thin. A little whey. Thin. No. He's not thin. He's cut. I think, you know, he could use a little whey before his workout or after his workout.
So the whey does what?
Increases muscle mass. Helps you increase muscle mass. After your workout, I'm nitpicking here. Cugno looks great. I'm no one to talk, but impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit.
I mean, he's not entering Mr. Olympia.
And I'll tell you something.
This year.
I'm telling you that. Yeah, but I'm not. I didn't say impossibly muscular. I said impossibly fit. It's a totally different thing. Crowder's a vegan. Cugno's so much more fit than this guy. And Cugno's eaten a McRib on the show before. And, you know, Crowder with his tofu and his cauliflower pepperoni, it's ridiculous.
All right. It was a waste of 26? What are you talking
probably
about?
Probably 23. I think it was a 23 with a belt on. He had a belt on to hold the pants up. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno, sports anchor on CBS4. You'll see him Sundays as host of Dolphins Weekly Live. And as I said, he was out at FLA Live Arena last night for the Panthers opener. You are impossibly fit. What size waist do you have, Cugno?
32, I think it is. 31, 32, something like that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I stopped going Solana for a, you know, heavier weight. The older you get, the more things hurt. Just like the little things. I we were talking yesterday. Doug Plagans is out there saying he benches over 315. I've never sniffed that. So I don't need to be that big. I remember, I'm going for longevity, not for size here.
What about Crowder with the veganism, though? I mean, it's enough already, right?
I feel great.
You need balance, Crowder. You know, humans were made to eat meat.
Boom.
Actually, we weren't.
Yeah, we are.
No,
yeah, we were.
Our digestive system are built like cows. Not built like lions.
Yeah, but you're just repeating what you heard from some doofus, and I'm going to repeat what I heard from some doofus, which is you, Cugno. I'm sorry, but that is how we were built.
That's fine.
How can something dead fuel something alive?
I don't know, but cows also have four stomachs, and we don't. We're not supposed to eat like cows.
Yeah, and I have to spend 4 hours with this guy, by the way, with those types of questions.
Fancy. Positive, negative, yin and yang. It's been said throughout the years. Cugno, I'll send you some
A lot
articles.
Of nonsense has been said throughout the years. That was
send me whatever you want. I'm not going
to
eat it.
I'll send you a McRib. That you'll go to town on. I want to talk Dolphins, but the Panthers, though, what an amazing finish last night. You talk about the cardiac cats. I mean, they had no business coming back from that game, and to walk out of there with a W last night, that was something.
That felt good. I was afraid of what the storylines would be had they lost the game, because obviously the Penguins had just played. They had a few key guys out, obviously like Sidney Crosby. So it would have been like, wait, hold on. There's all these expectations for the Panthers. Then they get their home opener against a team that's kind of limping into South Florida and you lose by 2 goals. So I think, Ekblad bailed them out there in that third period, because had they lost that game, it would not have been – it would have been a little bit of questioning, I think, what's going on. Were they not ready? Were they feeling themselves a little bit? So it was good that they got that win, so at least they don't have to deal with those questions.
Mike, way too early prediction, but all we've heard is this is the year. Is this the year?
Yeah, I mean, right now they're still on pace for 82-0. So I think they're until they lose, until someone beats them, prove it to me. Prove it can happen. I think this is the year. It sets up differently with the playoffs. Obviously, you're not gonna just play the same 6-7 teams over and over and over again, and then have to possibly go through the Lightning in the first round, which is ridiculous. That should have been a second or third round matchup last postseason between the Panthers and Lightning. So yeah, I think the year they make a little bit deeper run. This is definitely the year it happens.
And Bobrovsky will be in goal tomorrow night, by the way. Coach Quenneville, let that be known today. Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Dolphins, because the Dolphins are in London. First, Mike, hello.
Hello.
You can't, right? If you say it to someone, you cannot help but say it back. If someone says it to you that way, you can't help but say it back. And Mike just proved it.
I honestly thought you just had a brain fart. I was trying to bail you out. I didn't know the noise you just made. So.
Nope, that was actually my breakdown. Does it need to be Tua? I asked this of Crowder when we started the show. Does it need to be Tua who leads the Dolphins to victory on Sunday? Because the defense is going to be missing Xavier Howard, and they've been suspect the last couple of weeks anyway. The offense is going to be missing Devontae Parker. Not that he was there last week, but they've obviously had troubles all season long. Is that your heart monitor? What's going on? Are you okay? Are you coding?
Yeah, it's just when you get too close to another car in traffic, the car beeps.
Stop tailgating. What are you
in check?
What are you doing? Why are you tailgating?
This thing's got like a range of 50 yards. I can't help it.
Yeah, one of them new cars.
Does it need to be Tua, though? Is Tua the guy that has to make the difference Sunday in London for the Dolphins to come out of there with a win?
Yeah, I think it does, because it needs to prove the reason why he was a starting quarterback. And conversely, on the other side, you know, these last 3 weeks have felt really weird around the narrative around Tua, because obviously he wasn't playing, but every time they lost, you just heard more of this, oh, the Dolphins need to do something to that quarterback, they need to draft a quarterback. And it's like, guys, you know, the guy you keep telling everyone to replace hasn't played in these 3 games that they had lost. Like, it was a weird misdirection of blame and anger over what was going on. So, I think for a number of reasons, for the legitimate reasons and the illegitimate reasons, he needs to come out there and prove why he was a starter, that he can move the offense downfield and not do the dink and dunk stuff, and that all the offseason work, paid off. That he's going to be stronger. He's going to be more familiar with the offense. Now it's at that time where you hear the outside noise. Like, you have to show something, because there's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that don't need quarterbacks. I can't remember. I was going over the list the other day, and it just feels like, more so now than ever, more teams are set at quarterback than not. And so it's not a great QB draft if fans are going, let's go get a quarterback this year. No, he's got to prove he's got to be the guy, because he's probably going to be the guy unless they trade for someone for the next couple years.
And, Mike, not the production, because I'm with you 100%. You get your starting quarterback back, your production should go up offensively. What about the approach? Because I haven't seen a lot of RPOs with Jacoby, but with Tua, they're always doing it. Are they going to run a different offense than we've seen, the whole entire scheme of it, when Tua returns this Sunday?
You know, I think the concerted effort to move the ball downfield still has to be there, because that was still sort of the knock when Tua was the starter, even when he was winning games, that it wasn't, you know, very vertical. And now that I think they've seen that they're not going to be able to hang with teams if it's the dink and dunk stuff. Now, they may start that early, just to kind of get him back into the flow of the game. But I got to imagine that they go downfield a little bit. to me, Preston Williams, the guy who probably gives you a little bit more separation than Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker maybe just bodies people out. So you have to use your speed, guys. You have to use that speed vertically somehow, some way this week with Tua and prove that not just Tua can do it, but whoever's running the offense, that they can move the ball downfield. It felt better last week in Tampa, even though the score doesn't necessarily show it, but the offense did look better there in that first half, especially getting Myles Gaskin involved.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. So play this out. If the Dolphins win Sunday, what does it mean? Conversely, if they lose Sunday, what does it mean?
Well, if they win Sunday, it means that they're still in this, because certainly the schedule plays to their favor. They'll have the Falcons coming in. You would have hoped to get that game against the Colts, because then you could have won 3 of 4. Obviously, you don't expect to win the game against the Bucs. But you still feel good about your chances. You still have to play the Bills one more time. But you get the Jets 2 more times. You get the Jets 2 more times.
Throttle it back, Cugno. You're driving people crazy on 95. It's like, CBS 4 van is tailing me again. I don't know what's going on.
He's in the van.
He's got to be in the van, right? He's got to be in the CBS 4 van.
No, this is my little trailblazer. It's not blazing many trails right now.
You're riding on people's tails, though.
It's your trailblazer.
And then, and then if they lose, obviously the questions about everything from the front office to the coaches is just going to ramp up again, because if you lose to Urban Meyer and the Jags and all the struggles they have both on and off the field, that's a really, really bad look.
I was going to ask you, to that point, is it panic time? Like, if they lose, because we're 1-4, like, that's not a great record, but it doesn't seem like they're panicking. Losing to the Jaguars and, a team that hasn't won a game, is that panic time if the Sunday doesn't go that way?
Yeah, about 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, we're going to know whether it's panic time or not.
Yeah.
Like, if the Dolphins need to be able to handle, quote-unquote, lesser competition, and I think it's fair to say that the Jags should be less – no disrespect to them, but just what's going on this year with that team and franchise, like, the Dolphins need to win that game. It's hard to win the NFL, but you need to beat teams like the Jags who just have way too many issues going on around them.
I mean, if we come in here Monday, Crowder, and they have lost to the Jags, and they're 1-5, and they've lost 5 games in a row, and it was the defense that kept them in the first game that allowed them to win that game, I would imagine, what do you think, Mike? I would imagine every texter is going to say Chris Greer's got to go. Don't you think that's where the blame is going to be put in the first stop of the blame game?
Yeah, I think you're right. We kind of talked about this last time we spoke. You're asking me, would it be Flores who catches the heat or the front office? And I think the front office at the end of the day taking at least the first blows, from a PR standpoint, just because you wonder, okay, now are the players that they've been, stacking up these last few years in this rebuild, are they panning out? And, the coach is probably going to receive the last little bit of blame for that. Although I'm sure he's involved in those discussions, but GM's probably top of the list as far as where fans will go with their anger.
And Mike, well, if Xavier Howard's out, is Noah Igbinoghene going to play finally, or is Trill Williams or, Justin Coleman going to step in front of a first-round draft pick from 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, Justin Coleman's played this year, Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene. If I'm not mistaken, I think both those guys have been healthy scratches a few times this year. I know Noah has been. That's a great question. We talk about, the rebuild and some of the talent they've been trying to stack up here in Miami. You look at Noah and you're wondering, what could have been with that first pick right now, because obviously, his progression's been a little bit slower than most. And
think that was the understatement of the year. Guys inactive every week.
I'm just, trying to give guys the benefit of the doubt here. When you're healthy scratch, it's not a good sign.
His progression has been slower than most. That was the nicest way of saying this guy can't get on the field than I've ever heard.
Mike's nice.
He's going to make a very good husband when he marries his fiance.
You choose your words carefully.
Somebody says via text that beeping is a lie detector that's built into the van from CBS4 because they know you. he's got a slow progression. Beep, 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 beep. Mike, who has played really well for the Dolphins this season? Let's end on a positive note. Who has played really well for the Dolphins this season?
Well, I think Nick Needham has played well. I mean, he's probably not a guy that gets a lot of attention, but here's a guy that I believe was released once after a bad preseason game and then brought back in. He's continued to fight for a roster spot, and he's still here. And so they're obviously keeping around for a reason. I'm not saying he's the best player on the team, but if you got to give credit where credit is due. Mike Gesicki, I think when they get him the ball, he's at the moment, he's probably your best offensive weapon. And then defensively, you know what? I got to say this about Jalen Phillips, because I know there was a lot of questions about him going from third on the depth chart coming out of the preseason. Oh, did they miss on another guy? I think it's clear to say when he's on the line and he's rushing, this is a good pick. You know, we talk about Greg Rousseau having a really good start to his rookie year. Jalen has really settled in, I think, to his position and continues to settle in. And I think he's only going to get better. So I'm really happy to see that guy doing well.
What about the other Jalen? What would you grade him this season, Jalen Waddle?
Yeah, I know it's not a fun answer, but incomplete. Yeah. I'm not sure they're still using him right. Like, I still want to see him get vertical. We see these little examples of how when he gets the ball, he can make a guy miss and get you a few extra yards. But I want to see this guy moving downfield. Like, they need a receiver that can stretch the field. And obviously with Fuller sideline, that's not there at the moment. So I really want to see him with the ball in his hands a little bit more, especially downfield and in the kicking game. Now, I know the Bucks, I think, only punted once last week. So I'm excited to see him in the punt return as well.
Isn't that perplexing, Crowder? You saw the way he played at Alabama. Why wouldn't you use him that way? It is so perplexing to me.
Well, it reminds you of Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, why is he only running short routes? He can run. Let him run.
No, but Waddle, I think Waddle's faster than Landry, and I think you could have even said the same thing about you know, Phillips. Moving him to a linebacker, if you will. I think that's his official designation. Like, let the guy do what he got drafted for. You know, like, why do we know about Jalen Phillips? Because he had a bunch of sacks at Miami rushing the quarterback. You know, why do we learn about Jalen Waddle? Because he's out there catching deep balls from Mac Jones to Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts for 3 years. Like, like, you drafted these guys for reasons. They were top of the draft boards on a lot of teams for these reasons. But then you got to use them for those reasons.
Yeah, what would you give Jalen Waddle, Crowder? Incomplete? I would as well, only because I mean, when he does get the ball in his hands, he does seem to be able to make something happen, but I feel like it's incomplete, not by his fault.
Oh, no, I would say the same, and it just makes me think, what if he was in a good offense?
Right.
What would he be in KC? Like,
right.
Every time I watch him catch the ball, I have to think about that.
Right. All right, Mike Cugno, you watch him on CBS4, Dolphins Weekly Live, and all that other hoo-ha. Have a great weekend, Mike. So what's the Dolphins Weekly Live? Are you guys even on this week? It's a 9:30 kickoff.
Oh, my God. 8:30 in the morning.
Hey, you're not going to get any sympathy out of Crowder. Crowder's on the air. It's 6 a.m. for the pregame show.
Want to jump on, Mike? 6:15?
I'll be up. You let me know, or you call me to wake me up. That way, at least I get to my job on time.
All right. Oh, 8:30 a.m.
By the way, I got to tell you something. This lets you know how like weird I am of a person. I got anxiety. Yesterday, you said, "Hey, come hang out with us, and you know, chill in the suite, and we'll hang out for a little bit before the Panther game." I walked over to your suite. And no one was in there, and I panicked. I got, like, cold sweats because I was like, someone's going to come in here and go, do you work for Odyssey? I'm like, no, and then I'm going to get arrested. And I just left.
So
I just left the arena from right there.
Is that an acceptable excuse, Solana? Because Solana was crushing you off the air, saying, you know, because we were talking off the air yesterday with you, Cugno, and you were talking about how Solana blew you off in Tampa. Solana was crushing you, saying that I invited you up to the suite, and you never showed up. Now that you know he had a little anxiety when he got there, Solana, is that all right?
I mean, how was Cunha up there and nobody else was up there? I mean,
that's
a
little suspect. That's a little suspect too, because I had a bunch of people up there.
I went up there and I went through that whole buffet area.
Yeah,
I walked through the suite. I walked in there and I got in and I knocked, opened the door, walked around. I was like, no one's in here, and someone's for sure gonna be like, hey, is this yours? And I'm gonna have no idea what to say. And so
well, you
could have
texted me.
Like,
hey, I'm in the suite. Are you guys close by? I mean, we're
just act important.
What did I say? Anxiety. Anxiety kicks in. All right. Socially awkward.
All right. I'm okay with it, but Solana's giving me a look. I don't think Solana's buying
it. I made an attempt. Solana didn't even text me back.
Yeah.
Can't even get a phone call.
I side with Cunha. Very fit.
Yeah, be big man of Solana?
I didn't.
He totally did. He totally did.
Wow.
He totally did. Yeah. Because they even had, it was like, hey, this time. And then Solana gave him this lame excuse yesterday at the arena. I fell asleep. Yeah. Okay, Jack. He fell asleep. There you go. All right, Mike Cunha. You'll see him with all his hoo-ha at 8:30 on CBS4. Thanks, Cunha.
I don't like that. I don't like that. All his hoo-ha.
It's a great career.
I got to explain to my bosses what my hoo-ha is now.
See you, Mike. There you go.
See you guys.
Mike Cunha. Don't tailgate anybody. All right, Mike Cunha there on a Dolphins Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.